This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with a second opinion. To some extent, we are all creatures of habit. Each Sunday morning, we get the paper, prepare our coffee, and perhaps listen to public radio. We drive to work the same way, we have the same breakfast, and we watch the same TV shows each week. And each year we go to the doctor to get the same medical checkups, and we expect the same news from the doctor. But sometimes things need to change. Bernice developed leukemia and went through several rounds of chemotherapy. She's now in partial remission, but her life expectancy is probably less than 1 year. She returned to her primary care doctor, as she does at the start of each year, for a mammogram, a cholesterol check, and a colonoscopy. Given that leukemia has shortened Bernice's life expectancy to about a year, none of these screening tests are recommended. She also has been taking cholesterol medicine for 15 years, and she was told that she needs to take the pills for the rest of her life. However, at this point, the medication offers her no advantage, if it ever did offer her a benefit. Not only is the evidence of effectiveness weak for someone with no family history of heart disease, but her moderately high cholesterol level is not likely to shorten her already compromised life. In addition, the medications are costly and can interfere with some of the anti-cancer medications that she's now forced to take. Recently, researchers studied about 400 people with a life expectancy of less than 7 months. All of them were on lifelong cholesterol medicines. Half agreed to stop taking their cholesterol medicines, and half continued taking their medicine just as they always have been doing. It turns out that the death rates were very similar between the two groups. However, those who stopped taking their cholesterol medication actually lived a little bit longer. Only a very small number of people had any heart problems at all during the study period, but there was no difference between the two groups. The most important outcome was that patients who stopped taking their medications reported a higher quality of life than those who were still taking the cholesterol medications, and they saved, on average, about $700 on the medications that they could now use for other purposes. Whether or not to stop taking preventive medications is controversial. While the conversation itself is very difficult, it turns out that many doctors never even consider stopping unnecessary medicines near the end of life, including those for high cholesterol, osteoporosis, high blood pressure, mild diabetes, and blood clots. Perhaps this is because the conversation is a difficult one to have with people who already are dealing with a shortened lifespan. If doctors aren't careful, people may perceive their doctors are abandoning them just as they come close to the end of their life. But since the evidence suggests that Bernice should stop taking her medications, the question becomes, who's going to have the courage and compassion to tell her? This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with a second opinion.